Medical Center, Dr. Chick James, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Lifetime Vision Center, Runza, Stat Brothers, Consolidated Grain and Barge, FNM Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, MERS Farm Equipment, and Din's Country Meat.
Good evening, everybody, from Odell, Nebraska. It is time for the district final in Class D2. It's Fall City Sacred Heart girls taking on the Raiders from Lawrence Nelson. Sacred Heart comes into the ball game, ranked second in Class D2, 23 wins and 2 losses on the year, while the Raiders, Coach Andy Peterson, come in here 10 wins and 13 losses on the year. They are not ranked. Sacred Heart won their sub-district last week, finished it up, and the Raiders have been the opponent according to the playoff wild card points, and here we are here tonight. The winner goes on to the state tournament, which gets underway for either one of these teams. If they win, they would play next Wednesday up in Lincoln at the Nebraska Girls State Tournament. Sacred Heart's the home team tonight. The Raiders are the road team in black, the silver and black. Raiders, imagine that. That is the color scheme for tonight. Green and white, of course, for the Irish. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and we'll give you some more pregame information after this timeout on KTNC.
Stat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Stat Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Stat Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms. Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Fall City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Din's Country Meat's quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Din's Meat. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Din's Country Meat, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to Odell. Let's go ahead, before we get to this other stuff, let's look at the starters tonight for the visitors, the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. For Coach Andy Peterson, he will go with 5'10" senior Emily Miller. Emily Miller averages 14 points a game and 8.7 rebounds a game for Lawrence Nelson. Aaliyah Heikkinen, she is a 5'9" junior. Aaliyah averaging 3.7 points per game. Elsa Jorgensen is a 5'6" junior. Jorgensen is averaging on the year 2.9 points per contest. Also starting is Avery Mauser, a 5'8" senior. Mauser averages 3.4 points per game on the year for Lawrence Nelson. And Emma Epley is a 5'9" junior. Epley averaging better than 7 points and 5.6 assists per game, and also averaging about 2.5 steals a game for the Raiders. So that is the starting lineup for the Raiders tonight. For Sacred Heart, Coach Luke Santo, his starting five tonight will include at point 5'10" junior Rachel Magdans, 10.2 points per game on the season for Sacred Heart. Olivia Eichhoff is a 5'8" sophomore, averaging 5.5 points a game on the season for Sacred Heart. Jessica Wurtenberger, a 5'7" sophomore. Jessica coming in tonight, averaging 6.4 points per game and 3.3 rebounds per contest. Harrison Vonderschmidt, she is a 5'10" junior, the leading scorer at 16.5 points per game on the year for the Irish, 7 rebounds per game on the season for Sacred Heart, shooting 59.1% from the field on the year. And the final starter tonight, the only senior on the squad for the Irish, Danielle Bippas at 5'10", coming off a knee injury earlier in the year, averaging 3.2 points, 3.8 rebounds per game for the Irish, and she has played well above those numbers here the last few weeks. And she returned to the lineup and has worked her way back into the starting lineup. For Sacred Heart tonight, they're going for their 10th straight trip to the girls' state tournament. They've been there 9 years in a row. They are 6-time state champions in the girls' program, 4 runner-up finishes, and 5 third-place finishes for Sacred Heart at state. Once they get to Lincoln, they do indeed do some damage once they get there. For Coach Luke Santo, a terrific record for the coach. He comes in tonight, 362 wins in his career, and he has not lost very many times in his career for the Irish. His 14th season, he has now lost 51 games, a winning percentage of 87.7%. For Coach Luke Santo, that includes 3 state championships, a couple of seconds, and 5 times third-place finish for the Irish under Coach Luke Santo. For the Raiders tonight, they come into the ball game. They're looking to get to the state tournament. They got there last year and got beat by Wynot in the first round. Before that, they had not been there since 2011. When they were regulars from 2002 to 2011, they made it 6 times in that stretch. But until last year, it had been a while for the Raiders to get back to the state tournament. So those are the numbers we have for the ball game going into it here. Tonight, Sacred Heart again. Harrison Vonderschmidt, their leading scorer on the year at 16.5 points a game. She's scored 412 points so far this season, which ranks number 7 on the career list for Sacred Heart girls. She just passed herself. She scored 409 points last year. That's the number 8 mark. And with a good game tonight, she could move up quite a ways, all the way up to maybe number 4 or so for KU Grady. She sits at 430 points in a single season. Vonderschmidt right now number 7 all-time on the girls' scoring chart at Sacred Heart with 1,106 career points. Good for 7th place. And not too far behind her, down to number 14, is Rachel Magdans with 855 career points for Sacred Heart in their careers. That's where they're at. We'll maybe be tossing some of those other numbers in as the game goes along here tonight at Odell. Don't forget, coming up Monday, number 6 ranked and number 7 seed Fall City Sacred Heart boys, number 16-7, will play the 14-8 Medicine Valley Raiders at Hampton. Medicine Valley comes in 14-8 on the season. Tip time will be 7 o'clock here on KTNC. The Irish will be seeking their 4th consecutive state tournament appearance, having won the title in D2 2 of the past 3 seasons. That'd be the 23rd state tournament appearance for Sacred Heart and their 19th under head coach Doug Goltz. The Irish have won state titles 10 times in their history. So we are about ready to get things underway here. We've got the introduction of the players. We got the national anthem and all that coming up here in this ball game tonight before we get to the tip-off here at Odell, the home of the Griffins. The Griffins are also playing tonight in a district final. They're already underway. And over on Sunny 101.3, Auburn is playing right now, taking on Sydney out at Kearney. Randy Gatula has that action for you over on Sunny 101.3. At last check I heard in the third quarter, it was 20 apiece in that ball game. So the two teams are lined up. At least Lawrence Nelson is lined up. So now we're going to take another 2-minute timeout and be back on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property. And can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
Spring is around the corner, and that means planting season for our local farmers. F&M Bank is here for farmers and their financing needs because we know growing crops is not cheap or easy. At F&M Bank, we offer good rates, and decisions are made quickly by lenders that know you and your operation. Come visit with Derek, Alex, or Rod to have a successful planting season. Local decisions, local solutions. Local focus.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City. Your electrical problems solver.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to Odell. We have the Lady Raiders introduced to the crowd on hand here. And now it's time for the introduction of Sagan Heart Starters by our PA announcer, Eric McMurray, the athletic director here at Dillon Odell, does a great job. All set up here in this new facility. It's not new anymore. It's about 5 years old. But, man, this is a wonderful, wonderful facility for high school basketball and or volleyball, as the case may be, here at Odell. Well, it's come down to this. Win or go home. You win, you go to the state tournament. You lose, your season is over here tonight. For these two teams, a few Dillon Odell fans, or excuse me, Lawrence Nelson fans still moving into the gymnasium here. Sagan Heart has them wildly outnumbered here. The Raiders, 10-13, stepping into the center circle will be Emily Miller. And here we go. Ball is moving up. All right, Sagan Heart controls the tip. Wartenberger ended up with it. It goes back to Bippus and now to Rachel Magdans. Magdans moving to the front, moving around the right side, throws it over the left side, and it will be underneath the Bippus from Vonderschmidt. And Danielle trapped too far under the basket, back out top. And now a layup down the lane, up and good for Arison Vonderschmidt. 2-0 Sagan Heart here in the first 30 seconds of the ball game. And now up the floor, here come the Raiders with the basketball. Looking, and a bounce pass to the inside. Catch is made. Heikkinen with it, back across court on the right side at the wing, driving down, shooting. Hit the side of the backboard. The shot put up there by Epley. Rebound brought down by Rachel Magdans, and she turns the ball over in the backcourt here. Apparently, I said the Irish boys are playing at 7. I did. I put it down 7. They played at 6 o'clock Monday night. Out at, we're playing that game out at Hampton on Monday night. We'll be there with that. So, thanks, Coach, for correcting me. I appreciate it. I need a lot of help. A lot of games running through my little pea brain here the last couple of days trying to get things set up. Here we go. Turnover after that shot. Now down to the Irish and through traffic, right side of the lane. A scoop by Magdans off the glass is up. It's in and got fouled. On the play, it's quickly 4-0 Sagan Heart, and the foul will go on Lawrence Nelson's Emma Epley, her first foul of the ball game, and Magdans to the free throw line. getting set. It's up. It's good. Rachel shooting nearly 70% from the line this year for the Irish. She's putting on a little one-person press here as the ball comes up the floor. Oh, that was barely a turnover and a shot up block put up there by Miller. Shot it right into the Irish, into Vonderschmidt and or Bippis, it looked like. And now the ball skids out of bounds and they'll lob it out to the top with the catch. Mauser. Mauser gives it off and drive it in. Shot up, no good by Epley. Rebound grabbed by Bippis for the Irish. Man ahead to Magdan. Threw it over the top. Tried to get it to Vonderschmidt. Stolen away by Emily Miller. Miller, a 5'10 senior. Sacred Heart. Back on the defense, man-to-man. Throw it into the middle, and a miss on the layup under there by Heikkinen. Got the ball back, gets inside, shoots again, and will get it this time. So Ali Heikkinen gets the first bucket of the ball game for the Raiders. 5-2 Sacred Heart, 6:05 to go in the first. Here's Eichhoff with her first touch on the offensive end. Right wing into Bippis, double team, throws it off the glass, won't go, rebound, scrapping around for it. It's brought down by the Irish. Wurtenberg kicks it back to Vonderschmidt, up from 15 and good. 7-2 Sacred Heart. It appears the Irish are going to have a quickness advantage in this ball game as well. Down the lane, shooting off the glass, up no good as Miller. Rebound brought out of there by Vonderschmidt. She's going to bring it herself. Throw it ahead now to Eichhoff. Goes in, bounced in off of a defender. Saves it inbounds to Magdan. Now to Wurtenberger. And she is tripped going through the lane and goes to the deck but gets called for a traveling violation. 5:25 left in this opening quarter. And now the ball will come in. The Irish showing a little token pressure here, but they're just going to fall back to the defensive end here. Coming up the floor with it, they'll go to Heikkinen. Heikkinen bounce pass to Miller, and the free throw circle drives in. And the Irish reach in, and a held ball will stay with Lawrence Nelson. Magdans and Vonderschmidt reached in, tied her up. And now the inbound by Emma Epley, a 5'9 junior. Jessica Wurtenberg gets her shoe retied. There we go. And they throw it in off the backside of the Irish, and it goes back to Epley. She'll dribble it all the way out between the circles. Now down the lane she goes, and a block, but a foul is going to be called. I think they're going to nail Magdans from the side. No. They put it on Olivia Eichhoff, who was in front of her. Looked more like Rachel's, the one that got in there and got a piece of the arm. She tried to elevate the shot. The free throw effort is up and no good for Emma Epley. Possession arrow now to the Irish on the next held ball. Free throw up and good. She got that one. And it's now 7-3, Sacred Heart. Magdans up the floor for the Irish on the left side. And a double teamer. She goes free throw line. It goes to Vonderschmidt. She gives to Bippis. Runs into a defender off the backboard. It comes right back to her. Now back out to Magdans. Going down the left side. Floats it on the rim. Won't go. Rebound tipped out by Vonderschmidt. Now the ball's out of bounds. Good luck, Mr. Official. They say it's off the Irish. I couldn't argue that one either way. Had a player from each team there jumping up to tip the ball, and they say the Irish got the last hand on it. Full court pressure on the inbound, and Wurtenberger slaps the ball down, and it hits the sideline out of bounds. So for about 15 feet up, and an inbound steal by Magdans gets to Eichhoff, drives in, no. Bippis had the rebound. Magdans, no, it's Wurtenberger that ends up with it, and now she's going to be fouled. All right, the referee will go to the other side. We're opposite the scorer's table here at Odell. We might have to wait. The foul is going to be on Epley, her second foul of the ball game, and Wurtenberger to the line. It's up. It's good for Jessica Wurtenberger. Jessica on the year at the free throw line, 77.8%, 49 of 63 coming into the ball game tonight. And here's the second one up, and every time I talk about her free throw shooting, I make her miss. Here is a held ball that will stay with the Irish as this time Avery Mauser and Vonderschmidt end up on the deck out on the three-point line. Held ball with Say on the Sagerhart end. Wurtenberger to trigger from the baseline. Lobs it going back to get it. Ari Vonderschmidt now off to Magdans. The Irish will set the offense. Magdans to Vonderschmidt. Double team. Bounce pass down to Wurtenberger from the left baseline. Comes in, takes the pass, and puts it up and in. 10-3, Sacred Heart, first quarter, nearing the halfway point. Magdans knocks it loose in the backcourt, dives on it, throws the ball back to Bippus, now to Vonderschmidt, around a defender, off the glass, up, down, and a foul. Add two to the Irish total and a chance for a three-point opportunity. Foul will be on Emily Miller, her first, team foul number three. And timeout on the floor. The Irish leading by 9. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
In today's world, we all want the best, even the best smile. A healthy, brilliant smile is a sign of good health and high self-esteem. With Dr. Chick James, your dental health provider in Falls City, you get the best, high-quality, family dentistry at an affordable price. From regular checkups to orthodontic services, Dr. James and his experienced staff offer complete dental care. Get the best smile around from the family dental office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we are back here at Odell. Sagerhart with the lead. And it will be free throw coming up here, I believe. The Raiders are back out, lined up on the free throw line. Sagerhart will bring in Lauren Malone. Also in, Emma Littrell for the Irish. It will be Vonderschmidt at the free throw line. She's got 6 already, looking for 7. The lefty fires it up. Too strong, and the rebound bounces out to Heikkinen. Heikkinen will give the ball up, and here we come the other way. Raider basketball. They go right to left here as we look at it from the south side of the gym. Take the ball into Emily Miller, double-teamed, and she's called for walking as Wurtenberg and Vonderschmidt have her corralled. So it will be Wurtenberger into Malone, junior guard for the Irish. To the front, off the left side, now gives the ball up there, and it's going to be into Vonderschmidt from Magdans. From the wing, and a push foul. I'm going to call that before the shot with 3:39 to go here in the first quarter. Foul will be on Heikkinen, her first, team foul number 4. Now on the inbound, it comes in to Magdan. She can't connect. A lot of traffic in there, a lot of bumping. No call. Shot missed, and the Raiders come down with the rebound. To the front court, Heikkinen with it. Top of the key, gets around Littrell down the lane. Oh, my, that must have been blocked by Vonderschmidt. Nobody would shoot it that hard. That thing went like a missile off the top of the glass and came back to the Raiders. And now down to Miller on the left side. Vonderschmidt cuts her off. Magdans reaches in, and now they pass it back out for a 3 by Mauser. No good. A rebound off Malone, out of bounds. Raider basketball with 3:08 to play in the first quarter. Sagerhart up 9. Wurtenberger will sit down now for Sagerhart, and into the game comes Delaney Witt. Witt, 5'6", sophomore. Bring it into Heikkinen. Heikkinen bounces the ball into the paint. Turnaround up. No good. Rebound to Vonderschmidt. She's bumped. Gets it out of there to Malone. And Malone up the floor and has it knocked away. Here comes Lawrence Nelson back up the floor into the hands of Caitlin Mauser, 5'7", sophomore now. Now, Mauser with it on the left side. Way out beyond the three-point line, dribbling to the right, handed off to Emily Miller, down the lane, throws it up, off, no good, rebound brought down by Delaney Witt. She'll push it ahead to Malone on the right side, now waits, looks on the right, dribbles back to the middle, all the way around the left side, picked up her dribble, threw it to Littrell, missed her, and it rolls right over to Delaney Witt. She fires up a 3, and the ball out of bounds off of the Raiders. So Sagerhart will keep possession here. Bippus in for Vonderschmidt now for the Irish with 2:18 to go here in this first period. Magged ends will trigger from the baseline. Everybody lined up on a corner of the lane for the Irish. And it comes in, and it's Littrell. Jumps up, makes the catch, right back up with it, and in it goes. Two for Emma Littrell, an inbound assist there for Magdans. To the front court to Emily Miller, down by 11. She shoots, she misses. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Rachel Magdans, up the floor to the free throw area. Pass underneath to Malone, taken away. Good hustle back by Miller. And now here come the Raiders to the front with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Emily Miller with it. Left side cut off by Bippis. Gives the ball back out top. Avery Mauser down the lane to Miller. Stolen away by the Irish. Littrell outlet ahead to Magdans. Looks to the left side. Looks to the right side. Throws to the left to Delaney Witt. Off the glass for two. And another foul. Another three-point opportunity for the Irish here. So Delaney Witt with her first two of the ball game, she'll be at the line to shoot one. The foul is on Caitlin Mauser. I'm sure you have heard us talk about this through the years and probably get tired of it, but this Lawrence Nelson team, they might be the all. Here's a miss on the free throw and an offensive rebound and a putback by Emma Littrell. This Lawrence Nelson team has got to have the most ponytails covering numbers I've seen. Maybe ever. Every girl has a ponytail that goes just about down to the bottom of their uniform top. And if they're not phasing, you can't see the numbers at all. We have a foul on the Irish underneath, called on Danielle Bippis. Her first, team foul number two. And to the free throw line is Emily Miller. And Emily Miller is on the board finally with her first point of the night. Checking out of the ball game, Alex Miller had been in there, a 5'9 senior. Hiking and back in there. Miller's free throw up and bounces home, hit the front edge and went in. It's now 18-5. Say Hart had a 15-point lead there for a moment. But now Malone working around the defense and a blocking foul. Well, when you put your hands together and your elbows out on the defense and move with the offensive player, they're probably going to call a foul on you there. Second foul on Emily Miller. Team foul number six. It was very good technique if you were blocking in football. And now Malone for midcourt will bound it in to the backcourt to Delaney Witt. Up the left side. Spins back to the middle. Free throw circle off to Littrell. Fakes. Out to Malone, just inside the three-point line. Up and good from the left side for Lauren Malone. And the Irish are up 15 again with a minute to go. Hiking into the front court with the basketball. Holding, looks the ball off left side. Avery Mauser shot up, no good. Rebound ends up tipped by Olivia Eichhoff. It ends up to Delaney Witt. She'll go to the right sideline, and she'll stop. Now she'll move. Going around to the left side. Man, there's a lot of contact. And now over it goes to Eichhoff from Malone. She'll pull it back out. The Irish probably going to play for a final shot here. Malone holding. Nobody guarding her. There's no count. Off the right side to Littrell. Littrell back into the middle. Delaney Witt, 17 on the clock. Backing up to the midcourt circle. Off the right side. Eichhoff with it. 10 on the clock. Olivia moving left. Picked up her dribble, gets it off to Littrell. She'll fire from the paint. It's up. It's no good. Rebound is grabbed up by Elsa Jorgensen, and that ends the first quarter. Sacred Heart with an excellent first period, 20-5. The Irish lead by 15 after one. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Sacred Heart leads 20-5 here at the end of one quarter tonight. Coach Luke Sano puts his starting lineup back in the ball game to start this second period. It'll be Raider basketball, and it comes in to Elsa Jorgensen. Irish defense has been stout in the first half. And now out to the top with it will be Heikkinen. Back to Jorgensen on the right side, to the middle, in the top, Emma Epley. Epley comes off the left side with the basketball to Avery Mauser. Now to Miller. And they cannot get the ball moved inside the three-point line. Oh, there's a double dribble. And she, as soon as she did it, Emma Epley dribbled, stopped, said there's an opening, and took off dribbling again. And she immediately went, oh, I shouldn't have done that. State Art basketball. The Irish to the front. Inside Bippas for Magdans. No rebound. Vonnerschmidt turnaround left hand. No. And we have a foul called underneath on the Raiders again. That's going to put Vonnerschmidt at the line to shoot two. That's going to be the third foul on Emma Epley, the 5'9" junior. Vonnerschmidt at the free throw line, up and good. She'll get another one here. Second one coming. Junior puts it up and knocks it down. She's got 8 points, and the lead is now 17. I believe that's the biggest lead of the game. Hart quickly up the floor the other way. Come the Raiders. Hand it off. Faking the three will be Caitlin Mauser. Now she'll drive the left side of the free throw lane, outside the lane. Fires off the glass. No good, but a whistle and a foul called on the Irish here. That foul on Harrison Vonnerschmidt, her first, team foul number three on the Irish here in the ball game. First free throw is up. It is short, no good by Caitlin Mauser. So once again, ready. Mauser ready, up and off, no good. And Bippas grabs the rebound for Sacred Heart. Over to Magdans, fires it underneath the bucket to, oh, Vonnerschmidt couldn't get it to go. That ball went off the glass and rolled all the way around the rim and fell off. She'd like to have that one back. Up the floor we come. The other way, Jorgensen with it, gets away to Heikkinen. To the front court, two on two, stops, and gets the ball back to a teammate. Now it goes in, and a reach-in foul on Vonnerschmidt. Harrison picks up her second, team foul number four. Literal in for Vonnerschmidt with 6:46 to go in quarter number two. Triggering off the baseline will be Elsa Jorgensen. She looks to the right side of the floor, driving in underneath the basket, whips the ball out to the left side wing. Two-pointer up and good for Elsa Jorgensen. 22-7 is the score. Sacred Heart with the lead. Magdams to the front with the basketball. Moving to the right. Leaves it off to Bippas. Kicks it out to the wing. Left side, Wurtenberger for three. No. Weak side rebound. Literal will grab it. Now out to Magdans. Back right side for Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff goes inside to Bippas. And now she'll pass off the right side. Literal misses. And the rebound is brought down by the Raiders. And I thought we had a held ball. Yes. No, wait a minute. Didn't I call a foul? We're going to call a foul on the Irish there. That foul on Danielle Bippas, and she went in, I will admit it, aggressively, trying to get a held ball, and I thought she had it. I thought that's what he called. Sando and Sando were visiting with the official as he walks by, going, I don't think that was the right call, sir. Up the floor we go. Inside, Miller spins off the glass. No, off the rim, won't go. Saved in. Bippas ends up with it. Throws it ahead to Magdans, and Rachel, left-hand layup at the other end, is good. Magdans with five, and it's 24-7. Sacred Heart, 5:40 to go. up the floor with the basketball. Mauser with it ahead. Tipped out by Littrell as the pass went to Heikkinen on the right sideline right in front of the Irish bench. So now Bippis checks out of the ball game with her second foul. And let's see, we got Littrell, Eichhoff, Wurtenberger. Okay, into the ball game is Macy Keller for the Irish, a 6-foot sophomore. And here's a three-pointer, well short, going to go out of bounds. And that shot put up from the top of the key by Caitlin Mauser. And that didn't draw iron. And it'll be Irish basketball. The three-point percentages I looked at for the Raiders are just not very good. That's not something they spend a lot of time doing, apparently. And now Magdan's up the front, left side, gives off to Wurtenberger, drives into the paint, goes down the lane, fires it up, no, rolls off the rim, and the rebound of the Raiders. Up the floor and trying to stop and unable to do so is Avery Mauser. And Sagard Irish get the ball back. Lauren Malone will check into the game now in place of Littrell. Here comes Wurtenberger, will trigger from in front of the scorer's table now. Jessica gets it, goes to Malone at midcourt. Malone working left, stops, throws underneath the Kello, too high on the pass, off the fingertips, stolen away. Here come the Raiders. Emily Miller didn't walk very far, not over 6-7 feet. Referee caught her. And the ball goes right back to the Irish, up 24-7, with 4:57 to go. First half, Sagan Hart up the floor, comes Rachel Magdans. Magdans with it, stops, throws it inside, and a nice fake to the right and a spin back to the left, off the board for two for Olivia Eichhoff. That was an extremely quick move. Irish up now by 19 in the ball game. To the front court we go with the basketball, 4.5 to play. Caitlin Mauser with it, top of the key, throws it off the right side to Emily Miller. Off bounce, oh, they're going to call a foul on Rachel Magdans. What I believe I've been seeing in this first half is a lot of contact and not being called, and that's fine, they're letting them play. And Rachel barely bumps into Mauser that time and gets called for a foul. And now inbound, knocked away by Wurtenberger, and Magdan's on the run the other way, and she can make layups on the right side of the rim as well. She now has 7 in the game, and the Irish are up by 21. Now to the front court, here come the Raiders again, off the right side, and now Heikkinen driving in on Keller. Keller blocked the shot. Oh, who are they going to call that foul on? There's Macy Keller, didn't touch her. But apparently, Jessica Wurtenberger did. From the backside, she's called for the foul, team foul number 7. And hiking into the free throw line, Aaliyah with 2 points in the ball game at the line to shoot a pair. It's up, it's off the mark, no good. She'll get another one. Here comes Delaney Witt and Emma Littrell back in for the Irish. Eichhoff and Keller will sit down. Now the Irish getting everybody lined up in the right spot here for their rebounding duties. 4:02 to go here in the first half. Heikkinen ready. Heikkinen fires off the mark. No rebound. Littrell runs it down on the left side. And now her crossword pass stolen away. Magdans comes down with it for the Irish. To the front court we go. Magdans and Malone. Same spot she made the last one. This one on the rim. No good on the baseline from about 12 feet. Rebound coming out of there. Elsa Jorgensen on the right side. Jorgensen fires it into Miller. Tried to take it between two Irish defenders. Lost the handle on it. It rolls out to her teammate. Driving, shooting. Mauser and a rebound again for Rachel Magdans. Right side, Witt. Drives the baseline, pulls the pass back out. Magdans for three. Got it from the top that time, just off the left side of the center circle at the free throw line. And it's now 31-7, Sacred Heart. On the right side with the basketball now. Emma Epley with it. Epley going inside with it now to Heikkinen. Heikkinen kicks it back out. They try the left side with it. Jorgensen dribbles in, backs out, back to the top of the key. Holding the ball, Mauser. She'll go off to Emily Miller, and a three ball left side up and good. her first field goal. She averages 14 points or better per game. A lob ahead. It will be Wurtenberger now over to Witt on the right side. Free throw line. It goes Littrell. Littrell to Magdans with 2:30 to go. Down the lane to Littrell. Knocked away from her. Witt picks it up. Tries to scoop it up, and she got fouled and will go to the line to shoot two. Foul on the Raiders. This foul going to go on Aliyah Heikkinen, her second foul. And the line is Delaney Witt for Sacred Heart. 0 for 1 at the line so far, and now 0 for 2. The Raiders bring into the ballgame now McKenna Ostick. Ostick is a 5'8" senior. All right, second free throw coming for the Irish sophomore here. Fires it up and got her to go that time. Witt now 1 for 3, has 3 points. She will check out into the game. Ella Simon for Sacred Heart. 32-10, the Irish by 22 here in the first half. 2:27 left, the Irish showing pressure. Ball comes in to Jorgensen, coming up the left side. Wurtenberger stays with her as the 14s do battle. Now picking up her dribble is Jorgensen, looking at her pass stolen by Magdan. Just lob it ahead to Malone. Back in is Vonderschmidt. Malone drives all the way in, can't get it to go. Wurtenberger had it, and they're going to say she was pushed to the ground as she tried to elevate the shot back toward the rim. And this time the foul will go on, is that Anna Epley? Yes, it is. She's got 4 now. 5'9 junior picks up her 4th foul here in the first half. So at the line will be Wurtenberger. 3 points in the ball game for Jessica. And she stands up there, fires, and it's off the back. Good. Back in is Emily Miller in place of Emma Epley. Sacred Heart with subs coming in. Littrell will come in for Magdans. Somebody's sitting over there waiting to come in. That might be Eichhoff. Yeah, Olivia ready to come in if Wurtenberger makes the free throw, and she does. 33-10, the Irish, and now the Irish are on the defense and showing a little full-court pressure here. Let's see how aggressive it is. Heikkinen to inbound the ball in the backcourt. Elsa Jorgensen. Jorgensen just going to work the ball up the floor, and the Irish not really pressing at all. Malone with her. She comes across midcourt, high post to the free throw circle. Drive around a defender by Mauser, and the ball's tipped away by the Irish out of bounds. 1:51 to go. The lead is 23 for the Irish here in the first half. From the baseline, Elsa Jorgensen will inbound the basketball. Everybody lined up at the free throw line. They break. Oh, this is getting close. And nearly a 5-second call. They bounce the ball in. And the Irish got a hand on it. I think it was Malone that knocked it out of bounds. So the Raiders catch a break. Again, they'll try to inbound it. Bounce pass to the baseline there for Mauser. She'll go to Heikkinen. Free throw circle. Moves in. Shoots. No rebound to Vonderschmidt. She got pushed from behind. And she was falling out of bounds. Sydney, Nebraska defeats Auburn tonight in girls' district play. 43-24 the final. Sydney the win over Auburn tonight. So the Bulldog girls' season comes to an end. 43-24 the final there. That game was 20-20 at one point. Vonderschmidt with a free throw. It's up. It's good. And then they outscored Auburn 23-4 the rest of the way. Oh, my. Tough night for the Bulldog girls. Free throw up and good for Vonderschmidt again. She'll go out. Bip is back in. Auburn had suffered some injuries before the season and some more late in the season. So they've been kind of running on fumes here the last couple of weeks and really kind of getting by with what they could. But the injuries might have caught up with them here tonight. So Sacred Heart with 90 seconds to go in the half leads by 25 points now at 35-10. With the basketball, Elsa Jorgensen to Emily Miller. Miller drives, a senior pulls up, leaves the ball out on the right side for Jorgensen. Cut off by Malone, now to Heikkinen. Heikkinen gives the ball in the middle now to Mauser. Bowser drives in, shoots over Eichhoff, no good. Rebound tipped. It ends up in the hands of Danielle Pippis. Cross court to Malone with a minute to go in the half. Simon will fire, and it's a two-pointer. She had her foot on the three-point line. Ella Simon with a deuce makes it a 27-point lead for the Irish. Up the front court we go with the basketball now. It's into the hands on the right side of Mauser. She'll go down to Miller. She drives in, spins in, pushes off, and gets it up and in over Littrell. Miller now with seven in the ball game. 28 seconds to go. Malone will walk it up over to Littrell on the right side. Looking to the cross court. Now it's Ella Simon. Now back over to Eichhoff. Olivia with a left-hand dribble, backing up. 15 seconds to go. I like these clocks up above the rims here. And now it's Eichhoff moving. Nine on the clock. Drives up. Floats it. Right hand. Left side. Got it. Eichhoff with her second hoop. Makes it 39-12. And from beyond midcourt for the buzzer. No good for Elsa Jorgensen. At halftime, it's Sacred Heart 39. And the Raiders of Lawrence Nelson 12. We'll be back with the first half scoring wrap after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now they are reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders, completely redesigned from the ground up. R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Designed to tackle everything from your everyday work to your toughest challenges, R-Series is the revolution your work demands. Experienced unmatched power and performances firsthand. Call MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City to learn more today. That's MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
I'm Andy Armbruster, and I have a lot of great reasons for you to bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep vehicle to Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City for service. Our factory-trained technicians have the tools and experience to protect your investment. And we understand your busy schedule, so for your convenience, we'll pick up and deliver your vehicle. So for your next service or repair, bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep to Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City.
February is American Heart Month, and what better time to give yourself some love and attention? So while it's cold outside, come into the warmth at Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City, Nebraska for a wellness check. Our providers will personally help you achieve a healthier you through knowing your numbers and adopting healthy lifestyle habits. Make self-care and wellness a priority and call 402-245-4475 for an appointment this month. We're here for you at Family Medicine Clinic, Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here at halftime. Our score 39-12. Sacred Heart with the lead over the Lawrence Nelson Raiders here tonight. Our scoring recap of the first half is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. For Lawrence Nelson, the first half, it's Emily Miller with 7 points. After that, two apiece for Aaliyah Heikkinen and Elsa Jorgensen, and one for Emma Kelly in the first half. The Raiders went 3-for-4 at the free throw line in the first quarter, then went 0-for-4 in the second quarter. They're 3-for-8 in the ball game so far. For the Irish in the first half tonight, scoring goes this way. It's Rachel Magdans with 10 points in the first half. 10 points for Arison Vonderschmidt in the first half. Emma Littrell had 4. 4 for Jessica Wartenberger. Lauren Malone with 2. 3 for Delaney Witt. 2 for Ella Simon. And 4 more for Olivia Eichhoff in the first half. The Irish went 2-for-5 in the first quarter at the free throw line. Then went 6-for-8 in the second quarter. They're 8-for-13 at the line here so far. Our scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial, C.J. Kirtosh, Arm Connect in Auburn, Western Witt in Falls City. Halftime score here, 39-12. Sagan Hart with the lead over Lawrence Nelson. The Sydney girls beat Auburn tonight, 43-24 was the final score in that one. So Auburn season is over. Sterling is playing right now against, Sterling is playing right now. I forgot who they're playing in Class D2. The Jets are playing Juanita Palisade out of Kearney Catholic High School. So any Jet fans might be listening on the line. You can send me their score if you know it. I don't have anybody sending me scores there tonight. And that is where we are at the moment. Reminder, Monday, Sagan Hart boys basketball in action, district finals. The Irish will play at 6 o'clock on Monday here on KTNC as they will be taking on the Medicine Valley Raiders, a team that's 14-8 on the year. The Irish 16-7. You can hear that one here on KTNC and on the World Wide Web on Monday evening. We'll take a two-minute break, check in with the weather. Be back here in just a few minutes with second-half action on KTNC.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Fat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Fat Brothers of Falls City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Fat Brothers of Falls City with mom-approved bathrooms. Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
This is your Good Time Oldies Station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jake Pozesinski. Partly cloudy skies for the evening hours with temperatures in the upper 40s. We'll have clear conditions throughout the overnight period tonight with lows falling into the upper 20s. Sunshine throughout the day on Saturday to begin the weekend with high temperatures climbing into the upper 50s, but we'll have some breezy conditions as well as south winds blow 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 30. Skies will turn mostly cloudy for your Saturday night, with scattered rain showers possible during the overnight period and lows falling to around 29 degrees. Those southwest winds will die down during the overnight period, gusting as high as 20. Mostly sunny throughout the day on Sunday, with a high temperature of 46 degrees, with winds picking up once again out of the northwest, blowing 10 to 15, with gusts as high as 25 expected. Clear for your Sunday night, with a low temperature falling into the mid-20s. And that's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, 45.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Falls City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property. They can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
Spring is around the corner, and that means planting season for our local farmers. F&M Bank is here for farmers and their financing needs because we know growing crops is not cheap or easy. At F&M Bank, we offer good rates, and decisions are made quickly by lenders that know you and your operation. Come visit with Derek, Alex, or Rod to have a successful planting season. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back at Odell, 39-12, Sagart leading at halftime here tonight. One thing about being at Odell, we have a little issue. We have no cell service inside here, and we're having trouble keeping up with other stores around the area tonight because of that. So we'll see what's going on with that, which I know that's a day old, so nothing there either. It's Irish basketball to start the second half. Here we go. Magdan's on the left side to Vonderschmidt. Up with the left-hand scoop. It's good. That's a dozen now for Harrison Vonderschmidt. 41-12, Sagan Hart. That looked so easy. At the other end, off the side, Emily Miller with the basketball. To the right, it goes to Jorgensen. Jorgensen back to the top, faking, driving, shooting is going to be Emma Epley. And a push foul on the Irish. And it's not a shooting foul. Foul called on Jessica Wurtenberger, her second. And the inbound, Wurtenberger knocked it away, but it's controlled by Avery Mauser. She'll pass it off, get it right back. Coming to the right side to Heikkinen. Heikkinen comes back, left side of the floor, Mauser. Mauser in the corner with it. Emma Epley is playing with four fouls. Her pass to the middle, stolen away by Vonderschmidt. To Magdans, and ahead to Eichhoff, and now to Bippen, the free throw line, to Magdans again. Left side corner. Now Eichhoff on the wing. Bounces it inside, and Vonderschmidt got called for camping out in the lane that time. All of our games on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. You can tune in 12:30 a.m., 107.1 FM, or you can go to the mscsports.net, hit the Listen Live button, and hit KTNC for the games. Here we go back to live action, and a pass to Miller in the paint. Spins down the lane, up, off, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Rachel Magdans. Irish point guard coming up the floor. Right side, Eichhoff pulls up, 12-footer, buries it. Just off the wing, about 12 feet away, and the Irish are up now 43-12. That is a 31-point lead. To the right side of the basketball now, the Irish on the defense. Off the left side, Miller with it. Goes to Elsa Jorgensen, right side of the floor to Mauser. She's driving in. Eichhoff giving ground, shoots it, misses it. Rebound Magdans. Rachel having a big night on the boards. Up ahead, Wurtenberger, left-hand layup. Won't go, and a foul will be called. And it's going to be Jessica Wurtenberger to the line to shoot a pair. Foul will go against the Raiders, and that's going to be really number four on Heiken, and I missed one on her somewhere earlier. Free throw up, no good for Wurtenberger. Jessica's teammates come up, give her encouragement. It's on the way up. It's good. So she'll get one out of two. She's got 5 points in the game now. The lead is 32. Sagan Hart on the defense again. Back the other way now with the basketball. Emma Epley with it. against the man-to-man. Epley moving left, throws to the middle. Bippas had the ball, knocked it away. It goes to Vonderschmidt. She'll pass it to Magdans. Free throw line to Bippas. In, out, off the glass. No. Rebound Wurtenberger. Left hand underneath. No. And the rebound to Epley. Epley will wheel out of there on the right side of the floor. And, oh, my goodness, she probably carried it twice there. Shoots it. No. Short, going out of bounds. No. Miller saved it in. And then she backed in, jumped up and came down and realized she was under the basket and could not shoot it. And it's traveling. So Sacred Heart will get the ball. Up by 32 with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Magdans to the front, in to Vonderschmidt. Cutter to the left side, and it's two more for Wurtenberger. Now with seven of the ball game, the assist to Ari Vonderschmidt. Sacred Heart getting ready to bring in more players. Early on here, a pass to the middle, knocked loose. It's on the ground. It's being rolled around, and Vonderschmidt ends up with it. Held ball will stay with the Raiders as Emily Miller reached down and got a hand on it. Let's see. Magdans out. Vonderschmidt out. Eichhoff out. Littrell, Malone, and Witt in for Sacred Heart. 4:56 to play in the third here at Odell. In the D2 District Final, a lob in, a catch, and a strip. Witt stripped the ball away from Elsa Jorgensen. And now here comes Malone up the floor. Ahead to Witt, underneath. Littrell, too far under, shoots it, no good. Rebound, the Irish tried to save it in. Littrell got her foot on the line before she could get a toss back in that time. It is going to be Lawrence Nelson basketball. Come up the other way here now. Lawrence Nelson with the basketball. Take it to the middle and a push foul on Delaney Witt. Trying to deny position to the Raiders. And the Raiders will inbound from the baseline now. Once again, Elsa Jorgensen. And now we got Bippas and hiking it on the floor. Now we got two more players on the floor. And we got a two-pointer up and good from the left side by Avery Mauser. 46-14 now. Malone coming up the floor for Sacred Heart on the right side. Spins back to the middle. Top of the key, gives it to Bippas, the senior on this Irish team with the basketball. Now it's Wurtenberger. Left side of center, dribbles down, gives it to Bippas. Free throw line, off it goes. Wurtenberger, three ball, in, out. No, rebound Bippas, tipped it over to Littrell. Littrell with the bucket, has six. And another rebound for Danielle Bippas. 48-14, 3:48 to go in the third quarter. Sacred Heart with the commanding lead. The crowd senses what the inevitable here. Three-pointer at the other end is short, and Littrell will grab it before it goes out of bounds. Lawrence Nelson fan just kind of sitting over there waiting on it to be over. The Sacred Heart fans are sitting here going, oh, we're going to state. And not a lot of noise in the gym. Three-pointer, Witt, right side of the circle, up and good. Delaney Witt now with six in the ball game. Timeout called. The Irish up 51-14, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Say Hart took a 30-second timeout. They will bring Macy Keller back into the ballgame here. Alice Simon also checked in during the break. So heads up by Coach Luke Sano. Get everybody into the game. Let them play. Get your starters a little rest. Keep them out of the game as much as you can. No injuries before you go to state next Wednesday. Up the floor on the right side of the basketball now. It's going to be Jorgensen. Jorgensen passes down low. Shot up, comes right back down. Now rebound to Witt. That was up and no good. Miller And now a drive by Witt on the left side, up and good. And Delaney's now got 8 in the ball game. Ball went up, came right back down at the Raider on the other end. She got 2 shots at it. Here's a drive up and no good. Shot put up there by Epley. The Irish come down with it now to Simon, right side. Thought about it, didn't. Looks for help, passes down low to Malone on the right baseline. Lauren will turn out to the top. Another basket by the Irish, and we're going to a running clock here. Witt kicks it out to the corner. Littrell thought about it, didn't, from 18. Now to Simon. Hella moving to the right. Down low to Keller, taken away. Stolen by the Raiders, headed up the floor with a basketball and driving in, and a foul, a blocking foul on the Irish on Lauren Malone as she tried to stop Emma Epley. Epley will go to the line to shoot 2 here. Lauren Malone called for the foul. That will be her first foul of the ball game. Free throw up and good. So free throw is good for Epley. She's 2 for 3 at the line now. Littrell is out of the ballgame. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. So the Irish bring into the ballgame now. Let's see. Where's she at? There she is. They had London Nocturne, a 5'6 sophomore in there. London could play for the Raiders. She's got one of those ponytails just like they do. Off the left side we go, and out of Malone. Malone back to Witt, top of the key, fake to 3, drives the lane, over the front, no, off the glass, and the rebound to Emily Miller. Charging the other way, stops, waits for help, off the right side now to Epley. Epley will fire long, when it's up, it's no good. Simon grabs the rebound for Sacred Heart. Emma will pull up, wait, give the ball off to her teammate. With it is going to be Witt. Pass off the left side to Malone, reverses, drives in, and, oh, a blocking foul. We'll put Lauren Malone at the line to shoot 2 here. The foul will be called on Mackenzie Ostick. Ostick's first foul, team foul number 2. And Lauren Malone will have a pair of free throws here. Up and off the back, no good. She'll get another one. Coach Luke Sano continues to bring players in. Next off the bench will be Maddie Stamper, a 5'6 junior for the Irish. She'll come in for Malone if she makes the free throw here. Up, in, out, rattles, no good. Rebound to Miller. Miller will hand the ball away. And coming up the floor with the basketball now, it's going to be Caitlin Mauser. Caitlin Mauser with the ball off to the left side. Dribbles the ball away, and now Beggett's right back. She'll fire for 3. It's on the rim. No. Rebound out of bounds, and it's Irish basketball. It got knocked out of there by the Raiders. With 55.8 seconds to go, Malone is out. Let's see. We've got Stamper, Keller, Noctigal, Witt, and Simon in there for the Irish now. Delaney Witt up the left side with 49 seconds to go. Driving all the way to the hole, hit the rim from the left side, no good. Rebound to Caitlin Mauser. Mauser pushing it up the floor, passes the ball off to Jorgensen. Jumps, fires it into Miller. Shot blocked by Keller, taken away by Simon. Now, wait a minute, now we got a whistle underneath. And she's okay. Ella stepped on the end line. The shot was blocked. It went to Ellen. When she went to turn to dribble up the floor, she stepped on the baseline, and it will be Raider basketball. 29 seconds left in the third. Ball comes into the left side, and now they'll give the ball back out to the top, working around the perimeter with it. Ostick, pass to the middle, taken away by Keller. Ahead to Witt. Delaney Witt with 16 on the clock. Hit guarded out there man-to-man. She's going to drive down the left side out to Simon for 3. Too strong. Rebound is grabbed there by Riley Funk, a freshman. And now up the floor, they drop the basketball, and shot is away. And it banks in at the buzzer from right dead center between the circles. And a three-pointer for 5'9 senior Alex Miller. 53-19, the Irish after 3, and we're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Smiles light up our lives. Keep your smile healthy and beautiful. For high-quality family dentistry at an affordable price, call Dr. Chick James, your dental health care provider at 2107 Stone in Fall City. We all want the best for our families, and taking care of our teeth keeps us healthy and gives us high self-esteem. For regular dental checkups to orthodontic services, call the Family Dental Office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's going to be Raider basketball for the start of the fourth quarter. So, no, it's not either. It's Sacred Heart basketball. I apologize. Malone, Simon, Littrell, Witt, and Keller to start the fourth period for the Irish here. Delaney Witt, top of the key, right side, down to Littrell. Thought about it, didn't. They jump out on her. Sacred Heart getting more players ready to check into the ballgame. I believe the starters have finished their night's work. Out top, Witt into the paint, dumps it down to Keller. Goes up, missed it, hit the bottom of the rim, and the loose ball rebound to Emily Miller. Miller will get the ball away and up the floor with it. Emma Repley. Repley with it. Gives the ball in the middle. Hiking in down the lane. The turn scoop up and good. She's got her second field goal tonight. These are the starting five for the Raiders here in the ball game. And had a not sure what happened. No timeout. No foul. Not sure what that was. Sacred Heart basketball. All right. It'll be Malone, left side. Witt, three ball, left corner. No good. Rebound. Keller tried to chase it down. Couldn't catch up with it. And it will be Lawrence Nelson basketball. Sacred Heart up by 32. So Lawrence Nelson with the ball. Heading up the floor with it. Again, Elsa Jorgensen. Through the midcourt circle, off the left side of the basketball now. Gives the ball there to Emma Hepley. And her pass knocked away by Malone. Held ball will stay with the Raiders. She tied up Hiking in there. And it's Raider ball right in front of their own bench. Inbounding will be Emma Hepley. Cross-court pass, Hiking. Fake to three, drives in, pulls up, gives it down to Miller, lost it, got it back, puts it up and in, and got fouled. Well, Miller's going to end up with a pretty decent ball game, but she's doing a lot of restoring here. That's actually her first points of the second half, but Sacred Heart starters sit down in the middle of the third quarter and have not returned. Free throw, short, out of bounds it goes. Sacred Heart basketball to inbound. 6:37 to play here. Sydney beat Auburn over on Sunny 101.3 tonight. Sacred Heart boys will be playing Monday night at 6 here on KTNC as they take on Medicine Valley. Malone around the defense all the way to the hole. Up, no whistle and a foul. We'll put Lauren Malone at the free throw line to shoot two. She's 0 for 2 at the line tonight. Has 2 points in the ball game, and that foul on Aaliyah Heikkinen will be her fifth of the ball game. She fouls out with 6:23 to go in the contest. Malone at the line, ready. 5'4" junior fires, hits the front edge, no good. She'll have one more here. Sets, fires, front edge again, and she got over the line too quick. That one doesn't even count. So a 30-point Irish lead with 6:21 to go. The Raiders trying to chip some off that big lead. It reached 37 at one point in the third quarter for Sacred Heart. Up the floor left side. Might have traveled a little bit there. Into Emily Miller, driving down. Malone knocks it away. Ball loose again. And a reach-in foul. That might be Delaney Witt. Pick him, 10 or 11. It's going to be Delaney Witt with her second foul, team foul number 4 on the Irish. Number 5 on the Irish, excuse me. So from the sideline again, in front of her own bench, inbounding will be Elsa Jorgensen. Underneath, threw it right to Littrell, and she will be fouled from behind by Emily Miller. Picks up her third, the team's fourth foul of the half. So Witt to inbound with 6:03 to go. Delaney into Lauren Malone. She'll kind of jog the ball up the floor. Now pass off the left side to Simon. Simon moves down to Keller. Left hand up. Missed it. Rebound goes out of bounds. Touched last by Avery Mauser. So inbounding will be Simon from the baseline. Looking into the middle. Takes it out top instead to Malone. Lauren backing up, dribbles now over to Simon on the left. Simon to Keller, in. Got bumped, lost the ball, and picked up by the Raiders. Now up the floor with the basketball. Here come the Raiders with it. They give the ball off to Epley. Epley underneath with it, turn around in the lane, up off the glass for 2 for Avery Mauser. 53-25. Malone up the floor. Timeout called by Sagan Hart. They'll bring in maybe some more players here. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to Odell. 53-25, Sagan has the lead, 5:18 to go in this ballgame. Irish starters on the bench. They have their clipboards in their hands. Some of them are keeping stats now. Some of them are dancing in their chairs. We're ready to go. All right, to the front court we go now. Lauren Malone up the floor with it off the left side. Witt, 3 ball, left side, up and down for Delaney Witt. She's got 11 in the ball game. She may end up leading the Irish in scoring tonight. She's the third Sagan Hart player in double figures now. 5 minutes to go. The Irish are up 56-25 and take it inside, and losing the ball is the Raiders. Taking away Witt up the floor. One defender on the right, one chasing her, and she gets rid of both of them. Now gets it away to Ella Simon. Out top, off to Malone on the elbow on the right side. Lauren moves in, now backs out. She'll move back out top. Witt thought about it, didn't, from long range. Now Simon, Ella holds on to it, looks to the middle, and now dribbles back to the top, in the circle to free throw area. Route to Malone on the right elbow. Now the wing, back to the top she comes. And now Witt inside to Simon. Whoop, missed it, and the rebound, the ball taken away. Here come the Raiders. Into the middle they go, and a shot up, no good by Epley. Rebound to Littrell. And here comes Sagan Hart's Lauren Malone with the basketball. Another minute off the clock here. To the front court. Simon for 3. No, it went, but she got called for traveling. Now, let's see. Littrell will come out of the ball game for the Irish. Back into the contest is London Noctegal. I think that's the only change, yep, for the Irish. Here come the Raiders up the front. Mauser on the right side. Avery with it. Lobs the ball to the middle there to Tori Miller. Tori Miller into the paint, and they're going to call a tripping or a block on the Irish. Tori Miller, the 5'7 senior. All right. From the baseline, inbound it will be Alex Miller, a 5'9 senior. Bounce pass in, and Witt strips the ball away from Emily Miller. And that's going to be the Cox's 7th team foul on the Irish. And they're going to call that a shooting foul anyway. And Emily Miller will go to the line to try to get into double figures. She's got 9 in the ball game. Free throw up. Good. Averaging better than 14 points a game on the year. Ready again. Up. Short. No good. Rebound. Delaney Witt. Witt on the run the other way for the Irish. Left side. Pushed it in. No. Rebound off of the Raiders. Out of bounds. Sigler basketball with 3:36 to go past the top of the hour. This is Sacred Heart District Finals tonight on KTNC, Fall City, and Verdon. John Nixon along with you here. Aaron Wisdom, our studio engineer, and Simon takes it in backcourt to Lauren Malone. Off the left side, Simon loads up, fires a three on the rim. No. Keller couldn't hang on to the rebound. Off her hands, out of bounds. And let's see, we got another sub in here. Comes Emily Trout, a 5'8 sophomore for the Raiders. Checks in for Emily Miller, who checks out. 5'10 senior with 10 points in the ball game tonight. Sacred Heart on the defense now. Bounce pass forward. Avery Mauser will give the ball back to Tori Miller. Dribbling in, lost the ball. Got it back. She'll hand the ball off to Alex Miller. Over the left side again, swinging around Emily Trout. And we'll give it a go again with Tori Miller through traffic. Dribbled, lost it, goes off of Stamper. It ends up in the hands of Ella Simon ahead up the floor to Stamper on the right sideline. Dribbles out of trouble, gets the ball back to Simon. Ella looking, being guarded out there by Tori Miller. Left side Malone, little set shot up, too strong from 15 feet, and the rebound to Tori Miller. Coming up the floor with it, throws it over the top and off the hand of her teammate. Oh, it didn't go out of bounds. It went sideways along the baseline, and it ends up going off of London Knockfield out of bounds. So Sacred Heart now brings into the contest Layla Frederick, a 5'5 freshman. And the ball comes in, hit the bottom of the rim or backboard, and the Raiders end up with it. Pass to the middle, kick it out to the right side wing, and a 15-footer is up, no good, by Alex Miller. Rebound to Malone on the push on the left side, reverses. Goes left, right, back to the left. Miller chases her. Malone goes around her. Down to Stamper, right side. Pass to the middle. Intended in there for Frederick. 1:59 to go. Here comes Allie Falk into the ballgame, a 5'5 freshman for Sacred Heart. So it will be Simon inbound into Frederick. Gives the ball off to Noctigal. Ooh, cross-court pass knocked away and stolen. And driving in, up and good for freshman Sydney Biltoff. Steal on a bucket at the other end, 56-28. Well, they're making the score look better. It was a 37-point advantage for the Irish. It's now down to 28. Simon pulls up, gives the ball off. Shot, free throw line on the rim. No good by Falk. And a rebound, the putback by Blunden knocked the goal. 58-28, Sagan Hart. Minute 20 left. To the front, off the left side, to Tori Miller. She's going to fire a triple, and it's off the mark. Scramble for the rebound on the deck. Held ball will belong to the Irish. Stamper down there, scrapping for it on the ground for Sacred Heart. Now inbounding, knocked to goal. And it's Simon to bring it up the floor on the left side at the one-minute mark of this contest. Sacred Heart going to go to the state tournament for the 10th year in a row for the girls' squad. Simon, free throw line jumper, no. Rebound grabbed up by Alex Miller. Miller up the floor on the left side. Stobbs pass underneath and off of her teammate's hand. Mackenzie Ostick couldn't hang on to it. It will be Irish basketball with 48 seconds to go. Here comes Jessica Soul into the ball game, a 5'5 freshman for the Raiders. Also checking in, Bailey Cedar, 5'7 freshman. So here we come, Irish basketball. Ella Simon to the front court. Rounded defender out to Noctigal. She'll fire from 16 up, no good. Rebound, Alex Miller. Miller pushes it up the floor on the right side. Keeps on going, whips it underneath, and a five-footer up, no good by Ostick. And a rebound foul. The Irish Noctigal had it. Who are they going to call the foul on here? Going to go against the Raiders. That'll be team foul number 5 on the Raiders. Foul is on Ostick, her second. And now Simon dribbling it up the floor. Keep putting that one person press on her, and the ball loose. Simon runs it down. Got bumped into, no call. Now the ball taken away from her. Here comes Alex Miller up the floor. 10 seconds to go. Keeps on going. Stamper's got her. Now off the right side, 5 seconds, three-point shot, up and good. Mackenzie Ostick with the three-pointer just before the buzzer. Your final score, Sacred Heart 58 and Lawrence Nelson 31. 58-31, your final score tonight. The Irish win and advance to the state tournament. On all likelihood, the number 2 seed, and in all likelihood, they will be playing next Wednesday afternoon at about 4 o'clock, and you'll be able to hear it on KTNC and or Sunny 101.3. We'll take a one-minute timeout and be back here in Odell on KTNC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College, check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You never stop pushing to do more, and new R2 Series excavators from Bobcat don't stop either. From outstanding performance to the incredible versatility. New R2 Series excavators are designed to push your productivity to the next level. They're loaded with enhanced features for added precision to work more efficiently and comfort features to make tough jobs easier. Stop into MERS Farm Equipment in Falls City to see the next revolution from Bobcat.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to Odell, where the Irish have advanced to the state tournament. The girls for the 10th consecutive year here tonight with a 58-31 victory over the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. For the Raiders tonight, they are led by Emily Miller with 10 points in the ball game. Aliyah Heikkinen had four more for Avery Mauser. It's Elsa Jorgensen with 2 3-pointers for Mackenzie Ostick and Emma Epley. 2 points for Sydney Biltoft and 3 for Alex Miller in the ball game. For the Irish tonight, the scoring column, it looks like this. Leading the way will be Harrison Vonderschmidt with 12 points in the ball game, 11 for Delaney Witt, and double figures again off the Irish bench. 10 for Rachel Magdams tonight. After that, we've got 7 for Jessica Wurtenberger, 6 in the ball game for Emma Littrell, 6 for Olivia Eichhoff, 2 each for Ella Simon and Linda Noctigal, along with Lauren Malone tonight. And I believe that is it for the Irish in the scoring column tonight. Sacred Heart led by 37 points at one point in the third quarter, and the starters went out of the game right after that, and they did not return. Coach Luke Sano resting his starters, saying, well, we got the game, and let's let everybody play, and let's not get anybody injured going to state next week. So that is where we are at as far as that. Sacred Heart will advance. Our recap of the story brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. See Jay Kertosh, Arm Connect in Auburn, or Weston Witt in Falls City. with the win. Sagan Art improves to 24-2 on the season here tonight. And it looks to me, if I'm reading all this correctly for the girls, if the Irish are indeed the number two seed in the tournament, barring an upset tonight, they would be playing at 4 o'clock at Lincoln North Star next week on Wednesday, and we'll be there to cover that game. A win then will put them in a game at 11:15 on Thursday morning at Pinnacle Bank Arena. So that is where we are at. I don't have any other scores to pass along to you. So the Irish win, reminder, we'll have the Irish boys on the air Monday on KTNC. Sagan Art, 16-7, ranked number 6, takes on 14-8 Medicine Valley's Raiders at Hampton on Monday night at 6 p.m. here on KTNC. The Irish try to go to their fourth consecutive state tournament as well. They've won two of the last three D2 state titles. So Medicine Valley hasn't been to the state tournament since 2000. So that is where we're at. That's coming up on Monday night. And we'll also have coverage of the Auburn Bulldog boys on Monday as well as they play in their C1 district finals. Well, that will be over on Sunny 101.3. So that's going to wrap it up tonight. The Irish with the win, 58-31, the final score. For our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon, saying enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you with more basketball coming up on Monday night on KTNC.